Yeah, I welcome the fact that Councillor Bradley's brought forward a motion once again just to keep it on the agenda. I've been working behind the scenes with Council and indeed residents in the area. This is something that's been there for a long number of years. It's been provided great service for many young people growing up, and it gives young people of the old town and a greater area surrounding it now an outlet for their energies, and it's also promoting healthy lifestyles. In recent years, it's going to be a bit of disrepair, but it won't take an inordinate amount of money to put that back into good repair and the good use. And working with the local residents in the Old Town area, ensure that there isn't any sort of, what you could say, that there aren't any inconvenience to the local residents, that we have to work with them and so listen to their issues around parking, etc., etc. But I certainly will be, and have today supported Councillor Bradley's motion again, that we look at it and that we try and get the football field up to a standard where it can be used once again by all people in the area.
As you said, it's something that you've, you know, kept on the agenda numerous times. And while you are saying that there's, you know, it wouldn't take a lot of money for it to, you know, be brought up to spec, is there, do you think, a reluctance there then?
No, I think the reluctance there was maybe because in the past there has been some concerns raised by residents. I think it's about, and I welcome the offer of a meeting. I think we could iron out them problems. I think if everybody looks at it in a cool way, that we could make arrangements for parking, etc. But this has been a facility that's been there for over 40 years. It has been fantastic for the people and the young people in the Old Town. But what we have now in that whole area now is developments 10 times the size of the Old Town. And it's very, very important that we provide facilities for young people. And here's one that's already there. We don't have to reinvent the wheel. A small amount of money, I think, would get it fit for purpose. And where else would you get a football field like that anywhere in the town that's going to cost maybe 30,000 at the maximum they put right? You know, it's in the region of 300,000-350,000 for a football field now, if you're lucky enough to have the land they put it on. So look, it's a no-brainer as far as I'm concerned. Let's get talking with the local residents. Let's iron out any problems there have been, and let's get the football pitch up and running again for the young people there.